Jean O'Hagan, and you're listening to Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM.
Chelmsford's own Roisin O'Hagan on Phoenix FM Sunset Valley. We had a lovely catch up the other day all about that single and amazing stuff she's getting up to in Sally Nashville. Now, we had an artist from Chelmsford just now. We've got another artist from Chelmsford. Artiste. We shall discuss all things artiste after we discuss all things travel. It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well done!
On Phoenix FM Drive, joining me in the studio is Ian Brasher from Chelmsford Business Partnerships. Hello, sir.
Hey, Stu.
How's it hanging?
Lovely.
Good. Glad to hear it. You're keeping well?
I am keeping well.
Yeah. Still got the beard. It's looking good.
I know.
You're doing that thing where it's like going down a bit at the sides of the... That's
not intentional.
Artistique, that is.
No? Nothing to do with our artistique whatsoever.
I thought you were like, really, yes, very delicate work that in the mirror.
It is.
It's a fine art.
It is.
It's good to see you.
And you too.
Made it in through the trials and tribulations this afternoon.
Yeah, no, I joined the traffic queue as soon as I came off Old Brook Street. And then I thought, I'm going to have to go around the back way. So I just dived off from London Road once I got to Nag's Head and didn't see the main road again.
It was a breeze and then on.
It was.
Yeah, see? Lovely. That's it. Magic. Live travel reports here on the radio from experience.
Now, careful with
man on the ground.
Experience what? Yeah, come on.
So, how's things going at Chelmsford Business Partnerships?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
No, we've got our continuing programme of events going on. So, we have got tomorrow night, we have got our one evening event down at the offices of the Action Coach at the back of the Orsett Hall Hotel. And it just so happens, of course, that the all of the things that come together are doing so next month.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
May is a big month.
Snowballing. It's all building.
It's all building.
Big crescendo.
Yes. So the first thing is our lunch, which is at the new Patch Shared Workspace in Chelmsford, Springfield Road. That starts at 12 PM on May the 6th.
Oh, lovely.
Which is on the first Wednesday. Yeah, I think that's right.
Is that right? Hang on. Let me check. Independent adjudicator. May the 6th is...
No, it's not, Friday.
No, it's not.
Oh, good checking here.
May the 4th is the first
May
Wednesday.
May the 4th is the first Wednesday. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th. Oh, you have.
It's Star Wars Day, isn't it?
Oh, I have to have someone talking about Star Wars at that point.
Definitely.
Then we have on the second Tuesday our breakfast at the Brentwood Town Football Club just across the way here.
Stone's throw. Yes. Oh, lovely.
7:30 nice. Start. On the second Friday, we have our lunch at the Six Bells, which is in Boreham.
Mm-hmm.
A lovely place to go and have a lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Six Bells. Have you seen all Six Bells?
Probably wouldn't have had a few too many, yeah. And then on the fourth Thursday of the month, we have our breakfast at the Players Lounge in Billericay, which is also this coming Thursday, which I should also have remembered and only remembered just now.
Is that this week? That's the 28th. Yes.
Absolutely. And then the big news, the really big news is, and I mentioned it last time, but we have got the business show.
The business show. This sounds awesome.
It is.
Is there going to be dry ice and a big showbiz show? Maybe, potentially.
That will be given too much away. That will be given too much away. But no, this is, as far as we know, the only business show that is being dedicated for the Ukraine. So any profits that we make from this is going to be donated to charities that specifically are there to help people that have been devastated by this.
Excellent.
Thing that's happening
in, yeah, exactly.
In their country. I mean, you don't know what to call it. It's just weird. But the most important thing is we want to help the local people. So we are looking for the charities that are in Essex that have got something where they're geared up to helping people from Ukraine. We know, for example, the owner of the Woodside Cafe, again, just up the road in Brentwood, is Ukrainian. He's got family over there, and you know we're trying to connect with him to see how we can help their efforts. There's someone else that we know that's trying to supply quite specific medical equipment to Ukrainian hospitals. Initially, they were after pretty much anything. And we've now heard that they're after some pretty specialised equipment now. So they're asking quite literally for this type of scalpel or that type of whatever. So, you know, we're looking at ways in which we can give money to provide those things.
Fund things as well as find things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's what the business show is for. Now, a business show doesn't work without two things.
Business and show.
People that want to exhibit and people that want to go and look at what's on offer.
Okay.
So that's our one of our main concentrations at the moment is, you know, contacting the people that we do know, asking if they want to exhibit. They don't have to be members of Chelmsford Business Partnerships either. And all of the stands are going out at the same price because this is for Ukrainian charity, because we're looking at giving a reasonable chunk of money to businesses within Essex again to help them do whatever it is that they do to help these poor people. There's no differentiation, member, non-member, price is the same.
Excellent. So it's a good way really to go along and do something that's not only good for the community and good for the world, in this way, but you can also kind of maybe meet people involved in the Chelmsford Business Partnerships without actually being involved.
Absolutely.
CFSVU.
Absolutely. You know, so the idea is that, you know, as a normal business show, you tell people about your business. That's the other stallholders that are there. It's other, it's the people that come in and attend the show. And to try and help people, we've got a program kind of lined up. So the first thing that happens as soon as you walk in the door, as long as you're there by about 10:30, is you get a cup of tea or coffee and a cake.
Well, that's a strong start.
A strong start.
Excellent.
And there will be, you know, general networking available for the first hour. The actual exhibition stands open at 10 o'clock. They will stay open until 3 o'clock, and I must remember not to move away from the mic.
Fading away, fading away.
So move away and fade.
Ten's all right, that's good.
So
it's a lie-in.
So that's not too long. Also for the people on the stands to be up on their feet for. You know, I've been to some where it opens at 9, it finishes at 5, and it's amazing how long those last 2 hours are.
Oh yeah. Definitely. You've all ran out of free things to give away as well. No one's got any pens left.
Exactly. No, all the good stuff has gone.
Sharpeners are gone. Yeah.
But to keep people interested through the day, we're going to have speed networking.
Oh, excellent.
Now, you might have heard of speed dating, but have you heard of speed networking?
No. I was going to say, is it the same? Just sit down and ask each other if you want kids and then move on.
Not kids, but the idea is to get people integrated with, you know, a number of people in a very short space of time. And then they can carry on the conversation after their allotted time is up. Say, oh, yeah, that's the kind of person I want to connect with. Not necessarily in many ways, because they're useful to that person's business, but it's a case of, actually, you'll be good for someone that I know, and I've got to have a couple of conversations, but yeah, they're going to be a good connection for cool. the people that I know.
Yeah.
And this is what networking is all about. It's not just about, can you help me? It's all, can you help people that I know? And when you get into conversations with people that you know, they may say, well, actually, one of my mates wants this, you know, and sometimes things come back to you kind of third or fourth hand. But the people that are well known for what they do, they get, how can you put this politely? You can't. They just get passed along the line,
so
and it's that reputation that precedes them. So that's really, really good. So that's the speed networking.
Speed networking. What else you got going on?
Well, to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah. I'm all about that.
One of the things that the Players Lounge has got is they've got these virtual golf machines.
Yes.
And so we've got a virtual golf competition going on.
Oh, amazing. Amazing.
So it'll be set up so that you have a couple of holes with a few people. And whoever wins that round will then get put into the final, and we can have a playoff.
Oh, what a great idea!
So,
Chelmsford Business Partnerships open.
Yeah, there we go. and in between all of that, over what we're kind of calling the lunch hour, we're going to have some rather interesting speakers.
Oh, fabulous! Excellent. Yeah.
So we've got Danny Macklin. Who's a confirmed speaker now. He's of course the ex-CEO of Leighton Orient.
Oh right, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He's been here.
Yeah. Paul Rose. Otherwise known as the voice of Netflix.
Oh really?
Yeah, the man that does a lot of voiceovers on Netflix.
Yeah.
And then this is still to be confirmed, Anton Ferdinand.
Yeah, oh,
we're
very
just
cool.
waiting on confirmation of whether Anton will be able to come, but we're keeping our fingers crossed that he will.
What a ledge. Amazing.
So when the stands close at 3:00, it's not done. It's not finished.
Oh, the party ain't over then.
No.
It's just getting started.
Because we also, when you get into the event in the morning with your attendance ticket, you get given a little token for a drink in the drinks reception that starts at 3:00.
Excellent.
So, again, the idea, of course, is that we pack as much relevant stuff into the day as possible. And while we appreciate not every business can afford to be an exhibitor, because that takes quite a bit of effort. We know that. We've been there. Mm. We've done that. We've got that T-shirt. We really do hope that they'll appreciate all of that effort that all the other businesses are going to, and that they'll come along and they'll meet all of the exhibitors. And that they may even meet people that, what with COVID, they haven't met for 3 years almost.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it. Forget other people exist after all this time.
There are people who haven't really been out in the networking circuit for a long, long time, and some just need, shall we say, a little bit more of a reason to be out, and we're hoping that this is going to be it. You know,
it sounds marvellous. So remind witnesses, so you can not only do come up and do a stall. Yeah. And be involved in that way. You can also just go as a punter.
Yes.
And see, have a look.
Yes.
Grab some free pens, have a drink, join in the free golf.
Join in the golf competition. Won't we? Yeah, so that's 24th of May. For exhibitors, it's 10 till 3. For people that are the people rocking up to see what's going on, that lasts from 9 until 5. It's everything that we make from it, every penny of profit, is going to go towards helping those that need it most. And, you know, it's, as we've talked about a lot, Stuart, as far as we're concerned, that collaboration is really important to us at Chelmsford Business Partnerships. And we want to encourage as many people as possible to be involved. You know, when we started out, we didn't want to be an organisation that wanted to charge the earth and give nothing. We'd rather prove ourselves and say, well, look, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and although I don't like mentioning things like this, I think now is a good time to do it. You know, to join Chelmsford Business Partnerships can cost you as little as £6 a month.
£6 a month? That's like less than a couple of coffees, isn't it?
It's less than... It's, it's
probably about the same as one coffee, isn't it?
What is it? It's a pint a month, you know, or a G&T a month.
Yeah.
That's what...
Are you going to buy you a pint a month for that?
Could cost you... Obviously, you know, the larger the company, the further on it is down its journey, then the costs do rise, but... Everything about what we are doing is to provide a good value to the business. Not necessarily value for money, but just value in terms of the topics we bring to the table.
Yeah, relevant stuff. Stuff that everyone can use.
Absolutely.
Across all businesses.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the last patch event that we had, we had a very new business talking, a lady called Tony Horn, who was talking about awareness of the needs of different types of diversity in the workplace. And you could have heard a pin drop.
Yeah.
People want to hear things that can help help them in their own business, not necessarily... save money but be a better employer, be better as a and be more understanding of what they need to think of when they take the next steps in their own business life.
So where can people find out all the stuff then about not only the events you're doing but also how to get involved with Brentford Chelmsford Business Partnerships? I turned the leaf over and I weren't looking at it, see? And I've got something up about Brentwood. Chelmsford Business Partnerships. Where do they go to find out more?
It's the wonder of live radio, isn't it?
It's beautiful. Pure
so,
magic.
So where they can go to Facebook. We have got a Facebook page, Chelmsford Business Partnerships, and also a LinkedIn page. And you can see a lot of our posts there. And our members often share those things out. So if you're connected with one of our members, you may well see our stuff anyway. But that's where it all emanates from. If you are a member, then there is also a group that you can post on. Although many people can see it, only members can post to it. So Chelmsford Business Partnerships there. And then we've got the website, which is chelmsfordbusinesspartnerships.org.uk.
Simple.
And if there are any questions, you just need to send us an email, which is info@chelmsfordbusinesspartnerships.org.uk. And we can answer any question. And it's probably me, actually, who's going to ask the question, because I'm normally the one that's in the email box.
At the other end.
Yeah.
Or any question at all. Any question at all. Why is it whenever I yawn in the car, it looks like I'm screaming to someone outside the car?
Well, my answer to that one is it's all a matter of perspective. I just think you're singing your head off.
You're right, basically. That's what's usually happening in my car. Ian, thanks so much for coming in. As always, a pleasure.
Cheers, Stuart.
So the event is on, again, the 24th of March, of May, at the Players' Lounge. Raising money for a great cause, as well as having fun and all sorts.
Absolutely.
And website?
chelmsfordbusinesspartnerships.org.uk.
That's the one. And we'll put it online on phoenixfm.com for you to listen back to the old shebang. We're available on demand now.
Oh,
It's like red button.
Oh,
Ian, have a lovely one.
And you, mate.
See you soon.
Bye.
Phoenix 98 FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews, check the events for your area, and listen to great radio online.